Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. I'm on the plane back from Eretz Yisrael to Cincinnati. So, of course, I'm very disappointed that Mashiach did not come yet in a full way. And I have to leave Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKadosh, to come back to Cincinnati. Of course, every day we are looking forward to Mashiach coming. Every day, every hour, and every minute. But especially when we go to the land of Israel, our holy land, then of course, we are certainly hoping that while we are there, that Mashiach will come. And we won't have to come back to any place. We'll be able to stay right there, go up to Yerushalayim, to the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash with Mashiach himself. But nevertheless, we always have to try to go up in Kedusha. And therefore, I want to tell you a story which I think helps us to do that every day. Once upon a time, there was a chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek, Rabbi Menachem Mendel, the third Chabad Rebbe, wanted very much to go to the land of Israel. And he asked the Rebbe many times for a bracha to go to the land of Eretz Yisrael, but the Rebbe would not give him a positive answer. However, the Rebbe did tell him as follows. He said, Mach Eretz Yisrael da, make the land of Israel right here, which means that the holiness of the land of Israel is something that we should make right here where we are, in our own heart, in our own mind, in our own home, in our own school or workplace, in our own town, our shul, to make our surroundings a holy place like Eretz Yisrael, like the land of Israel. And by everybody doing this, wherever they are, we will make the entire world like Eretz Yisrael. This will be through Mashiach coming and the Geula. But I want to share with you a special insight into the Parsha of Pinchas, which we have read recently. The story of Pinchas, which we read on Shabbos, and beginning the story at the end of Parsha's Balak. That was that there was a terrible situation for the Jewish people. Many, many people were sinning. And as a result, Hashem made a makkah, a plague, in which thousands and thousands of Jewish people were dying. And it was because of a trick, a plan, a very evil and tricky plan that the Navi Bilam shared with the evil king, Balak, and they put the plan into effect to trick Jewish men into becoming close with Midianite women who were idol worshippers. These Midianite women actually tricked the Jewish men to worshiping idols, to davening to their gachka, to their idol. And this, of course, made Hashem very angry. And as a result of that, there was a terrible plague in which thousands of Jewish people were being killed. Pinchas realized that there was something that could be done because the Nasi, one of the leaders of the Jewish people named Zimri, challenged Moshe in front of all the Yidden and said, Moshe, you yourself married a Midianite woman, which was, of course, Zipporah. So, therefore, I can marry this Midianite woman, which was Zimri, which was Cosby. And Moshe, at that moment, forgot what to do. Now, the Torah actually says that somebody who sees such a thing happening, a Jewish man who is marrying a idol-worshipping woman, at that exact moment, if somebody's angry for the sake of Hashem, purely for the sake of Hashem, they can carry out revenge for Hashem by actually killing the couple. And this was what Pinchas wanted to do. And he said to Moshe, Moshe, didn't you teach us that this is what should be done? And at that moment, Moshe forgot. He forgot what the halacha was, what the law was. So he said to Pinchas, Pinchas, one who reads the letter should carry it out, which is a way of saying that if you are the one remembering this halacha, you are angry just for the sake of Hashem, not for personal reasons, but just for the sake of Hashem, then you can carry it out. That's what Pinchas did, and Hashem helped him miraculously to do so. And this actually stopped the anger of Hashem, and it stopped the plague, it stopped the thousands of people from dying, and it brought the Jewish people from a situation of terrible gullus and suffering to the point of a redemption. It was not the final redemption, but it was a redemption. And this helped to prepare them to go into the land of Israel. So we might look at this story and say, well, Pinchas was a great hero. He did something very, very righteous. And he stopped the plague and saved thousands and thousands of how many, who knows how many Jewish lives he saved. And he brought the Jewish people from a terrible exile situation to a geula situation. But how can I do something like that? I'm just little old me, an ordinary person. How can I accomplish something like that? But the Baal Shem Tov taught us that everything in the Torah is a lesson for us. It's a lesson for every single person, in every single time, and in every single place. And so the lesson for us is that we also can do something at any moment, in any place, any person, which is a tremendous act that will save the Jewish people. And it's actually even bigger than what Pinchas did. How could it possibly be that I or you could do something bigger than what Pinchas did? The answer is, as the Rambam tells us, that the entire world is balanced between good and evil. And therefore, since it's perfectly balanced, one extra good thought or one extra good word, Torah word and Torah thought, or one extra good deed, a Torah deed or a mitzvah deed, a goodness or a kindness, can actually tip this scale to the side of good and bring salvation, bring geula for the entire world. That means that any one of us can accomplish even more than what Pinchas accomplished. His accomplishment was so great that he actually became a kohen. But if we carry out what the Rambam explains to us, that with this one extra good deed or word or thought, if we tip the scale and bring the geula, that will be an even bigger accomplishment, because it will not just bring a miniature geula, but it will bring the actual geula. And therefore, what we need to do is keep our eyes open, keep our ears open, and look for the opportunity, which could just be learning an extra pasuk, or giving a nickel for tzedakah, or doing a good deed or kindness, or even having a good thought about Hashem at any moment. And this could actually tip the scale. And therefore, I want to encourage everyone to try to do it, to actually to be a Pinchas, to actually do this great deed, which is really within our grasp. And now to learn a little bit of extra Torah. And maybe by us learning a little bit of extra Torah together, we can actually tip the scale and bring the geula. Now, which part of Torah would I select? I would select something about the Beis HaMikdash. Why about the Beis HaMikdash? Because now is the 3 weeks. And this is the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And therefore, it's the most appropriate to try to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash now. But how could I rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? I'm on a plane over the Atlantic Ocean. I don't have any bricks over here. I don't have any building materials. I'm nowhere near the Beis HaMikdash place. So the answer comes from a story about Yecheskel HaNavi, Yecheskel the prophet, that when the Yidden were in Babel, deep in Gullus, deep in exile in Babylonia, Hashem gave a nevuah to Yecheskel. And he told them exactly what the Beis HaMikdash would be like, exactly how the Beis HaMikdash has to look, exactly about all the different rooms, everything about the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem told him to tell the Yidden this nevuah, to tell the Jewish people this prophecy in which the Beis HaMikdash is explained. All the different rooms and all the different structures and all the different layouts of the Beis HaMikdash. So Yechezkel Nabi said to Hashem, Hashem, already the Yidden are in Galus, and they are so deeply disappointed, they can't do anything about the Beis HaMikdash. If I tell them about the Beis HaMikdash now, they'll just be more disappointed, because they can't do anything about it. Isn't it better to wait until the Yidden are back in the land of Israel, and then I could go and tell them how to build the Beis HaMikdash? But Hashem answered Yechezkel Navi, and he said, just because the Yidden are in Galus, my house should not be built, the Beis HaMikdash should not be built. No, if you tell the Yidden the Nevuah, and they learn about the Beis HaMikdash from the Torah, from the teachings that come of this Nevuah that I'm telling you now, I will consider it as if they have built my house. They have built the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, by us learning about the Beis HaMikdash, especially now during the 3 weeks, it's considered as if we are actually building it, which obviously brings much closer the actual building. Therefore, I'll share with you one little idea for the Beis HaMikdash. That is that there were different places where the Beis HaMikdash had to be guarded. 3 places where the Kohanim guarded, and 21 places where Leviim guarded. Now, why should the Beis HaMikdash be guarded? Hashem's guarding the Beis HaMikdash. So, of course, that's true. Hashem doesn't need anybody to help him guard the Beis HaMikdash. But a palace which has guards is much more impressive than a palace which does not have guards. And therefore, these guards were really honor guards. And that's why it was important that all these guards should be there to show that the Beis HaMikdash was something very, very important. And in our life also, it's important to have guards. That is, that we should be guarding against the Yetzer Hara, guarding against the evil inclination to make sure that it doesn't trick us to doing something wrong. And also to make sure to do extra learning and extra davening and extra mitzvahs, because that is like a guard against losing out on Torah mitzvahs completely. In fact, there are many halachas that are like guards. For example, the Torah tells us not to eat meat and milk together. But a chachamim told us to make like a guard for this mitzvah by waiting for many hours, 6 hours mostly is what we wait, after meat and before milk, to make sure that we don't eat them together. So let us try very hard to add in Torah and mitzvahs, to learn about the Beis HaMikdash, to do extra acts of goodness, kindness, to bring Mashiach quicker, and to be an even bigger hero than Pinchas, who brought a miniature gula that we, with our one extra good thought, deed, or speech, can bring the final gula. May it happen now. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.